Now to a court ruling that could have implications for the country's strictest law that bans gays from adopting. In Miami, a judge has allowed a gay man to adopt two children. He's already been caring for them as a foster parent. In a ruling today, the judge said Florida's law is unconstitutional. NPR's Greg Allen has more now from Miami.
In court today, Miami-Dade County Juvenile Court Judge Cindy Lederman said she had no doubts. After close consultation with caseworkers and after 58 hearings, she said, "I know this family fairly well. These children are thriving." And she ruled that Martin Gill could adopt them. In the courtroom and outside, there were hugs and, Gill said, some tears.
"Today I've cried my first tears of joy in my life. We are elated."
It's been 4 years now since Gill and his partner began caring for two brothers, now 4 and 8 years old. When they first arrived, the 47-year-old Gill says he never planned to adopt them. He'd cared for 8 foster children before, all of whom eventually rejoined their families. After several months went by, though, he says it became apparent that these two boys would not be returning to their family. Gill says that's when he realized he'd have to challenge Florida's law, which bans gays from adopting.
"I felt that the only right thing to do was adopt these children. It wouldn't be right after they were thoroughly bonded with us to give them up to another family. That can be very detrimental to children."
During 4 days of hearings, much of the testimony in the case focused on research surrounding the stability of families headed by gay parents. The state offered testimony by George Reekers, a psychologist and Baptist minister. Dr. Reekers pointed to studies that he said show homosexuals are more likely to suffer from depression, substance abuse, and emotional problems. Gill and his lawyers presented several experts of their own, who cited studies showing that homosexual couples are just as stable as heterosexual couples. Also, that children raised by gay parents do not suffer an increased risk of behavioral or psychological problems. In her ruling, Judge Lederman said she found Dr. Reeker's testimony not credible, but instead, quote, motivated by his strong ideological and theological convictions. The judge said the research is clear that there's no rational basis to prevent gays from adopting children. Outside the courtroom, Leslie Cooper with the ACLU said after decades of research, it's an issue on which there's broad scientific agreement.
"There is a consensus that there is absolutely no basis to believe that gay parents are inferior in any way to heterosexual parents, and that children raised by gay parents do just as well as children raised by heterosexuals."
While other states have restrictions, Florida is the only state with an outright ban on all gay adoptions. But this isn't the first time a judge in Florida has overruled the state law. 2 months ago, a judge in Key West also found the state law unconstitutional and allowed a gay adoption, but the state chose not to challenge that decision. In this case, the state attorney general's office has already filed notice that it's appealing, which sets the stage for a challenge that's expected to reach the state Supreme Court. Martin Gill says he's talked with his sons about what adoption would mean for them, and to make it clear, he says, he took out a piece of paper.
"And on that paper, I wrote out their new names. And with the 4-year-old, we traced over his name. And with the 8-year-old, he was writing out the name by himself. And he had written it out about 2 times when all of a sudden he came to this epiphany. And he said, 'We're all going to have the same last name.' He said, 'That's what's going to make us a family.'"
Gill said the judge's ruling is important not just to him and his children, but also to the thousands of children in Florida currently waiting for adoption. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.